Today I'd like to talk to you about Gail Eugene Sayers, born May 30th, 1943. And he was a halfback out of Kansas. And in the 1965 NFL draft, he was picked fourth in the first round. Played for the Chicago Bears. He was called the Kansas Comet. And as I looked through facts concerning him, I was floored by record after record after record. Let me just list some of these things for you. Four-time Pro Bowl, five-time first-team All-Pro, NFL Comeback Player of the Year, NFL Rookie of the Year, two-time NFL Rushing Yards Leader, 1960s All-Decade Team, the 75th Anniversary All-Time Team. His number 40 is retired by the Chicago Bears. And then in college, a two-time consensus All-American, three-time All-Big Eight, and his Kansas Jayhawks number 48 is retired. So much about him amazes me. He spent 7 years with the Chicago Bears and had multiple injuries, limiting him to five seasons of play. He was known for his elusiveness and his agility and was regarded by his peers as one of the most difficult players to tackle. He said this line, he said, "Just give me 18 inches of daylight, that's all I need." And boy, did he prove it. On a regular basis, he would get yard after yard after yard. In his rookie NFL season, he set a league record by scoring 22 touchdowns, including a record-tying six in one game, and gained 2,272 all-purpose yards en route to being recognized as the NFL's Rookie of the Year. He is the youngest man to enter the Pro Football Hall of Fame. And to many, the memory of him is tied to a man by the name of Brian Piccolo. And Brian Piccolo was someone who became his best friend. And Gail Sayers received the George S. Hollis Courage Award. And in the movie Brian's Song, Billy Dee Williams played Gail Sayers. And this is what that speech sounded like.
Please ask God to love him.
As a young man, when I watched that film, it hit me every time I would hear news of this man that died. And it was something that, as you'd watch that movie, it would just floor you by the love for one friend to another. But that last line gets me. Pray that God would love him too. Let me tell you this from the book of Romans chapter 5, beginning at verse 6. It says, "For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die." So there are people, I would venture to say that Gale Sayers, if he could have taken Brian Piccolo's place, he might have, might not have, but he seemed to be a really good friend that wanted his friend to live. And how he defined the love of God would have been to let Brian Piccolo live. And I don't understand all that God does and why he does what he does, but I do trust the Bible, and the Bible says that, it goes on in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, it says, "But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." And so Christ loves Brian Piccolo. Christ loves each and every one of us. And he proved that love by sending his son to die on a cross and taking our place so that we could have an eternal home in heaven. And so today, if you're listening, I would encourage you to call out to the name of the Lord and realize that his love wasn't just words, but it was put into action when he put his son on a cross, and that you turn to him and cry out to him. That's the gospel.